This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, got much to cover here again. I want to talk about, in the up and coming segment here, identifying God-sent prophets, the real ones, and also making distinction between the false and the real. And the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because there's an individual that is walking around the ranks of the professed church in America trying to deceive them to following the arm of the flesh. And the Bible clearly says those that trust in the arm of the flesh, they're cursed. That means they're appointed to destruction. And they're doing everything in their power now to step all over themselves to justify their words of prophecy that have not come to pass. So what we're going to be doing again, we're going to be talking about the false prophets setting America at war with God, and distinction of that, identifying God-sent prophets. Hopefully we'll get to both of them in time. We'll see what we can get done in the next four segments. Aside of that, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have none other than a reporter, a journalist, a real journalist named Ben Swan, who has been in business for a long time. He's a truther, friends. He's not out there creating fake news. He's actually telling the American people the truth. He's exposing fake news, the likes of the mainstream media, along with the lies that they're attempting to perpetuate upon the American people. And to say that, friends, you need to understand, coming from the inside out, concerning Ben Swan and his knowledge of that which he's told to do and what the facts are, two different stories. He wrote an article on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Lies Justify U.S. Airstrikes on Syria. Lies justify United States airstrikes on Syria. Does anybody have any question marks, flags around themselves concerning what just took place a week ago? Last Friday, your government's aiding military-industrial complex allegedly zeroed in on a country, namely Syria, for the suspicion of chemical attacks on their own people. You heard about it on Friday. You heard about it on Saturday. You've seen MSNBC, you've seen CNN justifying the illegal, unconstitutional acts of the current administration, which tells you that he's a player, the Trump administration, period. On Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and now Friday again, you've heard very little to nothing concerning Syria. Why? Because it backfired. That's why. People are awake to what's going on concerning what's going on in Syria. See, your governments, your representatives, corrupt as they are attempting to justify strikes on a country out of suspicion of gas attacks on their own people. In other words, they're trying to convey to you that they're looking out for the people over there in Syria, when in fact, nobody's attacking you over here in America more than the same representatives of America and the bureaucracies that have been created since September 11, 2001. You need to put two and two together. They want you to believe that they have a care for the people over in Syria. So much to send forth our F-16s, those bad boys, though they are, that's a cool term for, wow, that's some really powerful stuff, attacking a country in an attempt to create in your minds another monster like that of Kim Jong back in December, so they can make millions and billions and sometimes trillions of dollars for the military-industrial complex that we were warned of in January of 1961 by the president, then President Eisenhower. And here we go again, the American people not taking heed to the warnings. And then once these things begin to take place, they wonder, well, what's going on? What's the deal? Well, if Donald Trump's at the helm of this, it's got to be right. No. Wait a second. There's nothing constitutional as to what just took place last Friday. And again, what should scare you, America, is you're not hearing anything about it any longer. And when it did take place, that you'd have the CIA-controlled media high-fiving Donald Trump for what he just got done illegally doing to a nation out of suspicion of gas attacks. What did Ben Swan say, a guy from the inside out? What did he say, friends, concerning the media? Lies justify U.S. airstrikes on Syria. Now, I also want you to think about this, friends. Well, your government's corruption in government attempting to deceive you into believing that they're the good guys. Keep in mind, we are nowhere on the boards constitutionally or under heaven given the right by God to police the world in any sense of the word. Furthermore, also keep in mind, like I brought up to you yesterday, that it's your government, corruption in your government, and the people in this country that have been tainted by their poison to accept it, that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. They want you to believe that they're looking out for people over in Syria? No. What you're seeing is other countries that will not abide by those that are trying to create a new world order. What they do is they attempt to justify in their own country, so you'll pay for it, and justify their attacks on their countries, friends. This is exactly what's happening in Syria again. They're trying to justify an attack on that country out of suspicion. And we have a journalist from the inside out telling you it's a bunch of lies. But they want you to believe that they're the good guys. Or they're sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. How many countries have you allowed your country to attack unconstitutionally, America? And I want to tell you one more time, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You are hated by other countries instead of loved for allowing corrupt politicians to do the things that they have done to their prospective countries without any constitutional justification, without congressional approval. That means coming to you, Americans, saying, hey, guys, here's the evidence that we have, and we need to attack this country for this very purpose, even when they don't do anything to us. Now, I also want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com again and show you another article written by senior editor Tim Brown from the sonsoflibertymedia.com. His headline goes, "More evidence the Syrian gas attack was faked. Exhibit A, CNN reporter sniffs Syrian backpack." I mean, folks, you can't make this up, which you accept as being credible. You just can't. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, got much to cover over the next three segments. And we're going to do our best to expose what's going on out here again, laying the straight stick next to the crooked one. Before we get to that, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages, again, interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know that you can jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Also, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, or Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. Get Bradley Dean in there, and it will pull up on YouTube. And if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Check out 1 Timothy 2:5, Philippians 2:5, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. You can also jump over to 1 Corinthians 11:1 comes to my aid. Do check them out and you'll understand who we are and who we follow here. Now, speaking of which, I want to talk about identifying God's sent prophets. And I want to identify God's false prophets. What we're seeing in this country today, friends, we're hearing much. It's beginning to surface more and more and more and more. The professed church in America trying to justify themselves in so many different ways. They have a guy out there now that is blowing the trumpet saying that everybody needs to submit to Donald Trump or else. I was listening to some more of this stuff this morning. It's like chewing meat with bones in it. You just got to kind of, you know, chew the meat and spit out the bones. But what's sick about all of what's going on here, and sick's not the right word, just a bad choice of words coming from these people, prophesying from their own hearts in so many different ways, is that they're leading the American people astray, especially in the church. And who deserves it more than the professors that have tolerated the things that they have tolerated in this country? Folks, here's the bottom line. Judgment is taking place in this country, period. There's no way you're going to get out of it. And when you have someone telling you to submit to the arm of the flesh And the Bible clearly tells us that's a curse appointed to destruction rather than trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. Blessed is that man. You better pay attention to what's going on. Here's how it works. False prophets prophesy peace, peace. Okay? Real prophets tell you to, like the word does, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. False prophets tell you the opposite of what they should be telling you. They're saying yes when they should be saying no, and they're saying no when they should be saying yes. Okay? They're just backwards. They're without the Spirit of God. And what it comes down to is they are workers of iniquity. Remember, the Bible tells us, have we not prophesied in your name, Lord? Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in my name? And this is one of the things that the Lord warned of. And what did he say right after that? He said, who are you? Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. There are lawless people in the church prophesying the very things that are taking place in this country. Now, for in all fairness, and for truth's sake, friends, I'm trying to get one of these individuals on the radio right now. I've not gotten a response, and the reason I probably haven't gotten a response yet is because they know who I am, and they know that I'll call them out scripturally for who they are. But we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. We'll give them a couple more days and see if they'll get back with us, because I want to pull this individual out to justify, at least attempt to justify, the things that he is telling the people in this country, because he is clearly leading them astray. Well, let me tell you this, first of all. In 1 Samuel, okay, none of his words fell to the ground, by the way, Samuel's words, okay? In 1 Samuel 8:7, the scripture tells us clearly, and the Lord said unto Samuel, remember when the people of Israel wanted a king? And the Lord said unto Samuel, listen carefully unto the voice of the people, and that they say unto you, they want a king. For they have not rejected you, Samuel, saith the Lord, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Okay? They would rather have a man in the arm of the flesh reign over them. And at length, they were warned through Samuel that this is what he was going to do to you and your people. And then here comes Saul. Okay? And keep in mind, Saul's rebellion soon cost him the kingdom, because he disobeyed once and God ripped the kingdom from him and he gave it over unto King David. Now, with that said, there's the first word of warning, okay, to submit to the arm of the flesh. The Lord said, no, Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. So the arm of the flesh wants to reject the things of God, okay? And then when we go over to scripture concerning Deuteronomy 13, listen to the signs of a true prophet and a false prophet. Now I'm going to expound a little bit more after I read this. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth he a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, wherefore he spake unto you, saying, let's go after other gods. Now, I don't know if it's you or not, but my Bible tells me that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved, in Acts 4:12. Okay? So what we have here is we have people saying, no, we need to submit over here to ungodly, tyrannical governments, instead of submitting ourselves to a just and a holy God. Okay, there's the first flag for you. Then he goes on, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. Why? Because he is telling you to follow those that are not the Christ. Going on, he said, for the Lord your God proveth you. He comes to prove you, to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And it's interesting how we're hearing from these false prophetic individuals that are infiltrating the church now, saying, you need to submit to Donald Trump. Despite all of his crimes, you just need to succumb to this administration, because it's godly and he's going to bring dignity and integrity back into the office. Yes, this is what he prophesied. Okay? This is dangerous, dangerous stuff. So aside of that, it says in verse 4, Deuteronomy 13, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death. Ostracize him. He's a false prophet, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of bondage, Egypt, and redeemed you through the blood of his son out of the house of bondage. The Bible tells us in Colossians that the Lord has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us all into the kingdom of his son, of his love. in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now, isn't it interesting when you go to the present day and you go to the days of the revolution concerning our forefathers, isn't it interesting that the flags that were flying, folks, it wasn't the American flag that was flying during that time. It was appeal to heaven. And the other flag that was flying was no king but King Jesus. But now, instead of submitting to King Jesus, we're supposed to submit to Donald Trump. I mean, folks, this is like eating a steak with poison all over it, and you just don't know where the poison is. But you're supposed to figure it out. See, and the only way that these people get people to eat that steak that looks really good, a word that just appeases the flesh every step of the way that they get people to follow after their words, is just keep them biblically illiterate. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. It's interesting when I was listening to some of the conversations they were having, how some of the words were that Barack Hussein Obama, he was going to be stripped of the presidency. And now that that's done and over with concerning that criminal's administration, now they're coming up and they're trying to justify, well, that's not exactly what it meant, and that's not exactly how this goes, and, you know, I heard it this way and not that way. Wait a second. When you said that the Spirit of the Lord said that Barack Hussein Obama was going to be stripped of the presidency, it means just that. The Bible clearly says that we're not to add to or diminish any of the words that the Lord speaks. And it's also interesting that all scriptures given by the inspiration of God in the book of Timothy, all scriptures given by the inspiration of God for what? For correction, for instructions, right? For doctrine. But this isn't what we're hearing. We're hearing, no, don't worry about it. Just submit to Donald Trump and everything's going to be okay. No. Where's the cross, brother from another mother? Where is the cross? Where is the message of repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Now, it's very spotty. Some of it's on, some of it's off. But if it's off, folks, I'll tell you what, we better stay away from that. We don't want to receive the signal if it's off. Now, I want to go over in kind of highlight false prophets. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. 2 Chronicles 19:10. When we come back on the other side, I believe that we got plenty of time to nail this. I'm going to expose false prophets setting America at war with God. Hey, folks, now you have prophets, as they call themselves, telling you you're supposed to submit to Donald Trump, and he's going to bring integrity and honor back to the office. Well, so far, it's not working out so good.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Mark calling from Illinois. Hey, Mark, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, I was thinking about the modern-day church. In the Bible, it refers to a lot as an apostate Christianity. But, you know, it's sad that most Christians reject the law of God. And it's the law of God. You know, it's the commandments, the testimony, the statutes, the precepts, the righteousness and the judgment of God's law that really gives us liberty and freedom. And if we reject his law, rejecting the truth.
Well, that's the problem that we're having here. All the way up until 19, I think I shared this story with my listeners several times, but the fact of the matter is my wife's grandma was 98 years old, and she just passed away last year. And I remember that there was an individual in the family that was saying, hey, listen, preaching the law is legalism. By the way, there is no word defined in Webster's 1828 legalism. We're established by law to liberate a people that obey that law, and the reason they obey that law is because they love the Lord that gave the law through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. John 3:16, read it. There's the definition of it. It's the cross. But in saying that, Mark, it's also interesting to note that Charles D. Montesquieu said that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. Natural law teaches us what spiritual law, which is the fruit of spiritual law, natural law is, as to where true freedom is found. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. It's not licentiousness, it's being liberated, and there's a big distinct difference. Licentiousness is doing what you want to do in violation of God's law, which Satan teaches to his children, the sons and the daughters of Belial. But the fact of the matter is those that obey God, he that saith I abideth in him ought himself also to walk just like he did. Keep in mind, Jesus said, which one of you convinceth me of sin, of ever violating the law of God? He's the standard, not fallen man making excuses for the lack of obedience to that law. And it's interesting, I want to make one more point concerning my wife's grandma. One of the individuals in the family was complaining about, you know, we just don't do that, and they're preaching lawlessness, and they're eating the fruit of lawlessness now. They're seeing the harvest of the lawless gospel that they preached over the last 40 and 50 years, literally. But, you know, this individual asked grandma, 98 years old, so what was it that you were used to hearing in church? She said, every Sunday, we would hear of the law and the prophets. Every Sunday, the law and the prophets were preached from the pulpits. Now, that's interesting because over the last, six decades now, friends, we see the fruit of a lawless gospel because a new generation took on a false grace that's used as an occasion for the flesh. Read Isaiah 30 and Galatians 5 when you get a moment as well. But the fact of the matter is Mark's exactly right. And for the sake of getting back to my topic and staying on par, I need to cut it off and pick it up as to the false prophets setting America at war with God. Thank you for your call, Mark. I didn't mean to be so short about it, but great point. I really appreciate it. Going back to false prophets setting America at war with God, concerning what's going on in America today, we can see in America today that the church is countering their very purpose on this earth. Rather than light reproving the darkness found in Ephesians 5:11, we now have the church spreading the darkness as they attempt to put out the light. They've lowered the law. They've dimmed the light by which man perceives their guilt. There's no law to show men their guilt before a just and a holy God, coming from the harlots and hirelings in the pulpit, folks. As a matter of fact, if you read the book of John chapter 10, you'll clearly see the definition of what a hireling is. When the wolf comes, he gets out of Dodge. He doesn't lay down his life for the sheep. No, he gets out of Dodge. And who's getting out of Dodge? Those that are preaching the false grace. And I've said so many times on this show that the greatest advocate to that of abortion and homosexuality and crime that you see in government today falls to the doorstep of the church in this country, where you have over 300,000 pulpits remaining silent in the face of that which God commands that we preach against. And why the American people don't pick up their Bibles and read it for themselves. I mean, there's enough dust on some of your Bibles where you could actually write in their damnation because you haven't taken the time to read it for yourself. Well, let me tell you something. It's not going to be your overseer that gets you to heaven. Period. The Bible says that you're to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Period. And I want to tell you that if you're born of the Spirit, friends, you don't need to be led of the flesh to do the things of the Spirit. You need to obey the Spirit. And what He'll do is He'll lead you into the things of God as you follow Him and as He makes you become fishers of men. There's the surest sign that you're saved, when you have a desire for others to be saved. If you have no desire for others to be saved, you can rest assured you yourself are not saved. Period. Period. In 1 Timothy 4:1 it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Folks, they're simply advocating what God abhors, Proverbs 6:16-19. In fact, they are going so far as to set the people at war with God, as I said. When you go to Micah 3:5, it says, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err. Folks, the church in America is supposed to submit to Donald Trump? Really? Wow! Wow! My goodness gracious, which only comes from heaven. Are you kidding me? And to sit and listen to these people make excuses for the lies. As a matter of fact, this alleged prophet, America, that said that you're supposed to submit to Donald Trump or else, literally, friends. He also shared with us that now this new bill, that this omnibus bill, this $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which does nothing short of funding your enemies without and within, literally. And because it was called, folks, a national security, for the purpose of national security, this individual is telling the church that it was a national security bill to fund our military. Really? No, what he did is he took it for face value because he wants to justify the things that he has claimed that the Spirit of God has said through him. Hey, folks, take time to look at this omnibus bill that Donald Trump just signed. It had nothing to do, in the light of what I'm talking about, concerning this omnibus bill, that Barack Hussein Obama, well, at least he gave the orders and he gave the impression to the American people that he was the author of this bill that funded America's enemies within and without. Remember what I told you earlier about the false prophets? That when they should be telling you no, they're telling you yes. And when they're telling you yes, they should be telling you no. Can anybody show me in Scripture, friends, where we're to submit to tyranny? I spent some time on this last week. Nowhere. We're to overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Period. 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 And nobody talks about Romans 12:21 because they want to take Romans 13 out of context so they can adjust themselves to be pliable to the spirit of the world rather than pliable to the spirit of God. That's what's happening here. Micah 3:5, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, even they prepare war against God. Oh, the excuses these people make up for the likes of Donald Trump, along with all the conservatives that are just blindly following the blind, and then they wonder why they end up in the ditch. And at the end of the day, they end up in hell because they didn't work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. They didn't study to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth for themselves to know what a false prophet looked like and what he acts like. If there's no cross, he's a false prophet. If there's no cross, he's a false apostle. If there's no cross, he's a false teacher. If there's no cross, he's a false pastor. If there's no cross, he is a false evangelist. Period. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Period. Not easy, and someone else will take care of it for me, and wide and broad, and hey man, I'll tell you what, well, since they're doing it, we'll do it too. Yep, there's going to be a lot of people in hell. I mean, folks, I got to tell you, some of the conversation is, I had my kids listening to this stuff. This woman would say 90% of that which was right, and then she'd start dropping poison in there. She was talking about God's everlasting love for his children. And I know where she was. She was in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33. But you need to keep in mind that that love was demonstrated right after judgment upon a wicked people. And the Bible clearly tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. And it also tells us in the same chapter, again, this coming to my aid even now, that those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Those that forsake the law praise the wicked. That's why you have so many corrupt politicians, by the way. This is why you have so much corruption in the pulpit, because you have forsaken the law. This is all the corruption that we talk about in this country is a reflection of what the people have tolerated. And let me remind you, which one's a criminal in the sight of God? The one committing the act or the accomplice to allow them to commit the act? Both of them. Both of them. Instead of preaching real grace, the kind that says, go and sin no more, John 8:1, and where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, Romans 5:20, the professed church preaches a stark contradiction of grace, which is nothing more than licentiousness. It's false grace. In other words, the message of the professed church in America has been, do what thou wilt. The first scripture in the Satanic Bible, no matter what you do, Jesus' grace will cover you. Untrue. You know that love she was talking about? This everlasting love, and no matter what you do, he still loves you? Yep, there's going to be a lot of people in hell that the Lord loved that refused to repent. And why? Because the preachers that were to be faithful witnesses to deliver souls weren't faithful witnesses whatsoever. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Got to stay on topic today, friends, because of the short amount of time. If you'd like to call in, please make it quick. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about how false prophets are setting America at war with God. Now they're telling you, and the church is rejoicing over this, friends, as if to suggest he's just going to overlook the fact that the professed church in America is responsible for abortion, for homosexuality, for poison, and the crimes of those that we call representatives. And that falls back to the front door of everybody in this country, period. I don't care if you believe or not. It doesn't matter if you believe. You know, isn't it funny how people say, well, I'm not a believer. Like, they're exempt from justice and judgment. Like for some reason, because they don't believe, they're not going to stand up in front of the judge named Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:27. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Like it or lump it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Going back to these false prophets that are beginning to stick their heads out, talking about how we need to submit and justify crime to the arm of the flesh and to the new administration and how God's appointed him. Yes, let me tell you something. John Calvin was right when he said when God means to judge a nation, he appoints them wicked rulers. That's exactly right. Because after, what has it been, a year and a half now? We haven't seen any of the promises fulfilled concerning draining the swamp. And that would have been the sure sign that we could stand behind this administration. Or should I say together? Okay, because he's not our leader. He's the representative of God's moral law in this country, namely the Constitution, based on the seedbed of the Declaration of Independence, which is the Mosaic Institution. Cool? Everybody with me? Good. You know, it's interesting, when I was listening to this one lady, she was talking about how God's everlasting love. He loves everybody. Yep. Really? Well, the Bible tells us that he hated Esau, so what is she talking about? And it's interesting how these people throw love around when in fact they have no idea what they're talking about. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't practice what they preach outside of the building. Remember King David said, I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord. He was out there practicing what he was preaching outside of the walls, not within. And these people want to tell everybody that's doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, what the deal is, when in fact they don't even know what they're talking about. See, the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Yep. We understand that life because we're a part of the doings and the workings of the Holy Ghost, because we're yielded to Him. We don't attempt to straighten the Spirit of God or quench the Spirit. No, we're out there doing what He commanded us to do out of love for Him once again. But it was interesting, this lady used an analogy of how, you know, even the men across the seas over in the Mideast that are cutting people's heads off, God loves them too. I mean, this is why there's such a reproach. Hey, lady, I got some news for you. God is angry with the wicked every day. And the wicked are those that know what is right from wrong, but they do the wrong thing anyways. Are you telling me that God is in love with this individual that is taking life when the Lord said, thou shalt not kill? Oh, my goodness. I remember hearing a story. A true story. And you hear it all the time, by the way. Of a kid, a young man, he was in his 20s. He got killed in a strip bar. And during his funeral, this is a true story, the pastor, who had no business leading up the church, as a matter of fact, pastor is named once in the New Testament. It's the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. That's the order of the church. Not the pastor leading from the back. 1 Corinthians 12:28, Ephesians 4:11. Read it when you get a moment. So you know what you're talking about, right? If you already don't. But during this kid's service that was killed in a strip joint, he was sitting there telling all of his friends that were in the strip joint with him, don't worry about it. Dude's in heaven now. We prayed his soul to Jesus. He's going to be up in heaven. He can't wait until you get there. And by the way, the Lord couldn't wait until he got him out of that strip joint either. Allowed him to be killed and then bring him to heaven right away. You know what that hireling and that whore just taught his friends? That it was okay that you were in a strip joint. It was okay that you were doing the things that you were doing, not knowing the Word of God, when it says that he that committeth sin is a servant of sin, and he who goes on his sin will die in his sin. And let me tell you, sinners go to hell if they're not saved by grace. He justified the crime against heaven for preaching a false gospel to his friends. So guess what his friends are going to do? They're going to go do the same thing. And if they die, it doesn't matter. They're still going to go to heaven. I'm here to tell you just the exact opposite is true. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. And it didn't say anything about a strip bar. You know, it was Jesus that said, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. He showed you the value of your soul in Matthew 5 when he said, hey, take out your eye, pluck it out, and cast it away. For it's more profitable that you go into heaven maimed than you go into hell with both. Going back to my point. Oh, his everlasting love. And by the way, friends, these are all these burnt hippies. They're not preaching gloom and doom. They're just preaching you don't have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Just submit yourself to the arm of the flesh and the new administration, because if you don't, you're going to be booted out. This is what they're saying. And you have fools in this country that are biblically illiterate that are going along with it. And here's the other thing. It's the same thing with what you're allowing to happen in government today, friends, because you're so constitutionally illiterate, you think because you put them there, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do, when in fact, it's not true at all. They swore to uphold the Constitution. In the church, they swore their profession of faith to Christ. And just for those that don't understand what I'm saying, you might want to read the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach. Because he said right after that, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. He's going to bear witness to your compromises. And don't blame God. Isn't it interesting when people do the wrong thing, they say, the devil made me do it? People got enough sense to say, well, you know, God made me do it. No, he didn't. Isn't that interesting how that never goes into the mind of man? No, God's there to forgive me, though, through the sacrifice of his son. If you understood the sacrifice of his son, you wouldn't do it in the first place. Go and sin no more. Makes sense now, doesn't it? Because you understand Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. Talking about false prophets setting America at war with God. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects. And last of all, which all others I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by God's law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. And as Mark said from Illinois earlier, this is all because God's law has been pushed out of the culture by a bunch of antinomianists. They have no regard for moral law. A bunch of anarchists. And then they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. You know, isn't it interesting? Let's look at the example. What did Christ do? You know, you want to talk about wearing your little pansy bracelets talking about what would Jesus do? Let me ask you, what is he doing? Because the world's waiting to see him move through his church. But they have to be yielded vessels that are filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm not taking that away from anybody. I'm just simply saying, what is he doing? He's doing a lot. And it's all in obedience to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And it's yielded to the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit's given unto those that obey God. And remember, the Pharisees bit their teeth. They bit. They chomped at the bit. They were angry. They gnashed. Oh, to suggest that we're not obedient. Yeah, these are the ones that were seeking to kill the Christ and the apostles. Exactly. Just like their father, John 8:44. Remember Jesus said, because thou sayest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, spiritually speaking, Revelation 3:17. Why don't you finish that sentence? It's absolutely amazing how these hypocrites who strain at the gnat swallow the camel when they jump over scripture, such as when Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Repent. Revelation 3:19. I often find that it is those that seem to talk much of love know nothing of Christian love. I mean, just think about this. Jesus rebuking the hypocrites of the day said, woe unto you, equivalent to a curse, you scribes and you Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought to you have done, and not to leave the other undone. Read Matthew 7:15-23. It identifies false prophets as workers of iniquity, and they preach against the word. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about identifying God's sent prophets, and I'll tell you what, they ain't that nice.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.